Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from sunny Fort Walton Beach, Florida, home of beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugar white sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I'm your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, Neurosculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of the Neurosculpting Mental Fitness Training System. For improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit our show page here at blogtalkradio.com and click on the Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links to befriend us and help us get the word out. On today's show, which we, of course, are moving to a one-hour format for the benefit of our large percentage of business audience. We've got a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, consultants, and salespeople, and we are trying to make sure that we compact all the information that I have to give. And of course, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know I've got a lot of information and helpful tidbits to give you. We're trying to compact it as best we can into an hour-long show to make it easier for business people to listen to the show. So what's going to happen is I'm still going to go off on my usual informative and valuable rants, but I'll make sure to try to keep them short, and I'll just increase the number of rants, make sure everybody gets all the information they need. As we're going to the one-hour format, the show itself is going to be more training-oriented rather than simple conversation-oriented, because I want to make sure that anybody who listens to the show takes away valuable information that they can apply to their life immediately. For instance, if you listen to today's show about overcoming procrastination, when I get done with the show, not only are you going to know what procrastination really is and what its real source is in your mind, you're going to know at least three approaches you can use to pull yourself out of any state of procrastination at will. Listen to the show. It's an hour long. When you're done, you'll have what you need. If you need more guidance on the information, because what you hear today, you probably have not heard anywhere else. This comes from a lot of research on my part, and it's part of my neurosculpting training system. If you need more guidance and a little more assistance, you're welcome to go to the Neurosculpting Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's neuro-sculpting.com. And you'll find there a lot of brain fitness news, brain fitness blog. Also, the ability to get a membership at the studio, which is extremely affordable. And you can choose from a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month, even a year-long membership. And you can begin a true brain fitness, mental fitness lifestyle that corrects any of the shortfalls or deficits that you might have. And I always address the root of your problem. One thing I do not do is what you'll find in coffee tabletop psychology books. I'm okay, you're okay, that kind of junk. What I do is I address the root of nearly every problem you have, which is existent in your mind, in your brain. And if you can make corrections through proper mental fitness training, most of your major problems that are not, say, health-related will disappear on their own. And I know that's a bold claim, But I'm telling you, such things as being socially inept, not fitting in socially, always having problems with other people, even problems in relationships and with family, they're the root of so many of these things are actually located in your own mind. And I don't mean in a medical sense. I mean your thoughts, the way you think, is the culprit to most of your problems. Not making enough money, it's your thoughts. I guarantee you, and I can actually convey to you the information you need to understand why your thinking is the reason you don't make the money that you should be making or could be making. You don't get the promotions that you think you should get. It's in your own mind. I know you think it's your boss's fault or people might be holding back on you. Oh, it's the economy's fault. Friend, it's in your own mind. That is the only place you're going to be able to correct the situation. And that's what we do at the NeuroSculpting Studio. So in the case of overcoming procrastination, and I'm going to give you a clue as to what I'm going to talk about, no matter what you blame as the reason for putting things off, especially important things that you know you need to get done, no matter the excuses that you're able to come up with, and no matter the amount of blame and guilt you feel because you do it, the reason and the solutions are both so simple and so close at hand that literally in a matter of seconds, you can use a tool or multiple tools to eradicate, eliminate procrastination from your life. And when I say this, I do not say that it is easy. I said it is simple. Easy? No, no, no. We're talking about your brain here, just like muscles. If you went to the gymnasium and you're overweight, you go to the gym, you pay a monthly membership. It's simple to get into shape, but nobody's going to tell you that it's easy. And anybody, when you watch those commercials on television, and they tell you all you got to do is get this ab buster, this fanny booster, spend 10 minutes a day, and in 2 weeks, you'll be looking like a fitness model. And it's so easy. Well, they're blowing smoke. I don't do that. I'm telling you, you're going to have to work. And with the techniques and the methods and the information I give you today on overcoming procrastination, you have to actually apply it. It's not merely academic. I can't talk to you about the nature of your thoughts and suddenly your mind begins to change. That's not what happens. I tell you how the nature of your thoughts relates to procrastination. You sit down and investigate it yourself, test to see if I'm telling the truth. And when you see that I am telling the truth, because, hey, I know all, I see all, I am a genius, you can then try these techniques, and the first time you're able to resolve the situation, for example, one method, I call it cognitive displacement. There's a rule, and I'll tell you the rule. It's a law, a psychological law. You do a cognitive displacement routine, which totally removes the entire state of procrastination from your mind in that moment. You'll know, you'll have actual knowledge, practical, applied knowledge that you never have to suffer through procrastination. After that, all you've got to decide, okay, what's my priority? What am I really going to do? Because now I can do it. There's nothing holding me back, especially not my own thoughts. So what am I going to do now? So then you take on a new responsibility. Your concern ceases to be trying to kick yourself off the couch and onto the playing field, and your new concern becomes how to direct this new increase in productivity. Again, I am not interested in giving you a Band-Aid. I'm only interested in literally solving the problem which is existing in your own mind, in your own brain function. This is true brain fitness. This is not sitting around picking up a brain teaser, breaking out a crossword puzzle, five-letter word for lazy. Ooh, I solved a crossword puzzle. My life's about to change. New. This is real brain fitness, as solid and as real and as life-changing as if you went to the gym and got yourself into phenomenal physical shape. But only here, it's happening mentally. That's the purpose of this show, and that's why I'm bringing it down to an hour for the benefit of those of you who have busy lives and you need the information right away, and you need it in a format that allows you to test it on yourself and see that it is real. Recently, I had someone, I have videos out on the internet, someone in one video, it's about overcoming mental resistance while you're training your brain. And I'm not, and this is not something you may run into a lot if you're sitting there playing Nintendo Brain Age and you're entertaining yourself. You may not run into mental resistance because, to tell you the truth, you're not really working your brain. You want to work your brain? Do something that actually challenges who you are, what you're capable of. That will kick your dendrites in the gear. That will totally magnify the number of connections between brain cells. That will kick the BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, chemicals and proteins, into gear, start fertilizing your brain. That will bulk up your brain. Change who you are and what you do, what you're capable of. Real challenges, real training. Anyway, the video, Overcoming Mental Resistance, I have it out there on YouTube. You can, it's youtube.com/dynamicmentalfitness. Is an excellent video. Factual video. Needed to keep it short because I don't have it just on YouTube. I have it on other sites, and they have their time limits. Someone responds to the video and says, I tried it, but first thing that happens is I start itching. Do you have any studies that support this? It's insulting. I create a video that can literally change someone's life, can totally change around their mental strength, endurance, and flexibility. I put the information in a logical order. I set it out there in a video, give it away for free, and someone comes on trying to be a smart aleck, complaining about itching and asking me if I have any kind of scientific proof for this. I've got so many scientific studies that I deal in, that I write about, that support the information that I provide. I could talk about it for days. But when I give away free information and free training like I'm doing right now, I don't need to sit around justifying myself trying to impress someone by breaking out the scientific studies. Now, when I do the scientific news or the brain training news, which I'll do here shortly, you'll hear about certain studies, and I guarantee you these studies will support everything I say. I don't write anything unless it's based on actual fact. But the point I want to get over to this viewer is, what does it matter if I can quote you a scientific study, the same scientific studies that are quoted to try to support the fact that if you sit down and play video games, you'll get smarter, which is absolutely ridiculous? When I have set my training up in such a way that you can test it and prove it yourself, and I don't ask anything from you, I just give away the information. All you got to do is try it. Overcoming procrastination, what I'm going to tell you today, all you got to do is try it. If it doesn't work, you write me, you call me, and tell me, and I'll give you some information to make sure we adjust it to you personally, because I'm telling you, this will work. This will solve your procrastination problem. So, we're going to narrow it down, 1 hour format. It's going to be training, 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 little bit of brain information news, and of course, the movie of the week and the book of the week. Now, today, the time has come to put an end to putting it off. Because nothing steals your time, your money, and your potential like procrastination. And I personally know people, used to be me, not me anymore, who will spend years sitting in the recliner, sitting on the couch, dreaming dreams, and not do a thing about it. Or they'll start, suddenly find out, ooh, there's more work, there's risk. And then they start backing off, but they still hold on to the dream. They'll talk about it to everyone. Uh-oh, looks like President Obama is calling me again. I'm going to have to tell that guy to leave me alone when I'm trying to do a radio show. In any case, I know people like that. I know business people and professionals, go-getters, who are literally afraid to do what it is they really want to do because of what lies at the root of procrastination. Procrastination takes many forms. Time has come to put an end to putting it off. Truth is, and this is what's going to save you, and we'll get into it a little bit later, procrastination is entirely a trick of the mind. I want you to think about that for a second. All the drama that you and people you know go through when it comes to procrastination, think of the drama. Think of the things you've suffered, or you know the other people who are suffering when it comes to procrastination. The guilt, the pain, the fear, the money lost, the productivity lost, the jobs lost, the industry lost. What procrastination has done to people's lives, maybe even to your life. Think of it. It's entirely imaginary. So therein lies a clue as to the solution. Now, like you, I've read many so-called solutions to procrastination. I've read doctors and therapists and psychologists give their advice on procrastination. And, you know, it's always the same old junk. Doesn't solve anything. Behavioral adjustments. Well, why don't you make a list, write everything out, and then just choose that first thing and go for it. When has that ever worked? My solutions I'm giving you today, you won't have to make out a list. You won't have to do anything. The state, the mental state of procrastination can be eradicated, can be taken off the stage of your mind. Isn't that better? Wouldn't that be a better solution than to wrestle with it, to go through some weak-kneed, mamby-pamby technique of writing things out, knowing doggone well most of the time you're not going to follow through with that? You don't want to become a list maker. You want to be a mover and a shaker. You want the state not to come to you at all. That's what you really want. And so that's the approach we're going to take. We're going to get to the actual root and control things and master things from there. You, as a human being, are naturally endowed, naturally, by nature, endowed with a brain that is equipped to deal with and eliminate procrastination. It's normal and natural. Might not seem like it while you're sitting there going through it, while you're hemming and hawing and twiddling your thumbs, while the negative pictures are right there in your brain, and your brain is seeking out something pleasurable to do as an alternative. But I'm telling you, your brain, just as it's equipped to put things off, is even more equipped to make sure you follow through. And we're going to go over that. We'll go over a few signs and symptoms, but like you don't know what those are already. But I want to make sure we're clear on it. Now, if you want to call in during the show, ask a couple questions, get some advice, you're certainly welcome to. Phone number 347-884-9397. If you can't get through or later in the week you think of something you need to know, give me a call personally. Phone number is 904-638-3851. Most likely scenario is you'll have to leave a message, and then I can get back to you either by email or a return phone call. You're perfectly welcome to let me know what's going on. And if you try any of the techniques that I talk about on the show, make sure to email me. Let me know how it's going, any problems you might have run into. Email address is trainer, T-R-A-I-N-E-R, at, little at symbol, neurosculpting.com, N-E-U-R-O-sculpting.com. In the chat room today, we have David, my good friend and marketing manager, who will be running the chat room while I focus on the training itself. If during my ranting I happen to look in the chat room, I see a question asked, I'll try to answer. If I don't, after the show is over, I'll go into the chat room, see if I can find it. Now, if I don't, please email me, trainer@neurosculpting.com. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio. For life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower, increased brain fitness. Life-changing. Visit our studio at www.neurosculpting.com, N-E-U-R-O-sculpting.com. A word on next week's show, brain fitness conditioning. Ho, ho, ho. This is going to be so good. I love this. Putting your brain into shape physically, into literal physical shape. The same way you would do body sculpting, you can do brain sculpting. I'll even have a few scientific studies I'll bring up, let you know how real it is. Brain fitness conditioning next week, putting your brain into shape physically. The information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim or suggest that you ignore advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Make sure he or she doesn't have a mental health issue also. My nourishing book of the week is Meditations. Get a pencil, get a pen, people. This is good stuff. Meditations by the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. M-A-R-C-U-S-A-U-R-E-L-I-U-S. Roman Emperor. Ruled long ago. Matter of fact, if any of you saw the movie that with Russell Crowe, Gladiator, that was a good flick. The movie Gladiator, the emperor who was killed by his son, that was Marcus Aurelius. Well, not literally, but, you know, the act. It played Marcus Aurelius. But the work he put out is entitled Meditations, and you can get several translations. The translation I personally favor, with introduction by Gregory Hayes, Gregory H-A-Y-S. Look for it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. I'm not favoring anybody in particular, but it's a good one. I'll tell you what, here's an excerpt. You guys need to listen to this. From the book, Meditations. Remember how long you've been putting this off. How many extensions the gods gave you and you didn't use them. At some point, you have to recognize what world it is that you belong to, what power rules it, and from what source you spring. That there is a limit to the time assigned you, and if you don't use it to free yourself, it will be gone and never return. Listen carefully. This is from Meditations, Marcus Aurelius. Concentrate every minute, like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Yes, you can. If you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life and stop being aimless, stop letting your emotions override what your mind tells you, stop being hypocritical, self-centered, and irritable. You see how few things you have to do to live a satisfying and reverent life? If you can manage this, that's all even the gods can ask of you. Well, you know, it's Roman. Concentrate every minute on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness. Mental concentration, mental focus. That's what I do. That's what I'm all about. That's what I want for you. Meditations, Marcus Aurelius. Movie of the week. I'm going to go in a different direction this week, but still, it's about mind nourishment. This time with a lot more entertainment, a lot more bang. Movie of the week, Matrix. Surprise! Keanu Reeves. Don't go breaking out the Oscars or Academy Awards for Best Actor, but the movie itself, and a lot of people know this, there are messages in the movie. When you watch it, if you haven't already seen it, look for the philosophy. Look for the philosophy, but most of all, look for the philosophy that relates to transformation of self, to human growth, to doing what one only dreamed one could not do. Look for the message, The Matrix. Go back, check it out again. I know it's violent. Rated R. Sorry, kids. This is for the grown-ups. Rated R movie, violence, little profanity, but if you're allowed to watch it, no one under 17 without parent permission, if you're allowed to watch it, look for the message in The Matrix. Great movie. Still like that. There's one thing about it that's erroneous. I need to fact check. He's not the one. I'm the one. Overcoming procrastination. Here we go. Get your pencils and pens out because it's about to get good. This is going to solve procrastination in your life if you understand and apply it. After this, you've got no excuse for continuing in that painful pattern, because I've told you, it's simply a trick of the imagination. And if anybody has listened to this show for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I keep harping on this one principle that can change everything for you, and that is the ability to control your attention and pull it back from any thought that flows through your mind. At some point, especially if you're training with my system or with me, if you've been going to dynamicmentalfitness.com or going to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio where we've really got all the information, and you've read some of the free stuff I've put out or you listen to the show, you know how important it is at some point for your own personal growth and transformation, you are going to have to see and experience the difference between what you think is real and what is real. What you think about a person and what a person really is. What you think about yourself and how you really are. You're going to at some point train yourself or need to train yourself to detach yourself from your assumptions, because it's your assumptions that are getting you into all kinds of trouble. There's a larger reality than the one that is constructed of your own thoughts. Again, here's a clue into the most powerful solutions for procrastination. The pleasure principle. Now, years ago when I was working with Anthony Robbins in one of his companies, one of the things he really harped on was basically the pleasure principle. He didn't call it that, but that's what it is. It is your brain's tendency to pursue pleasure and avoid pain. Pleasure principle. And whereas we don't like to think of ourselves as beasts, as gross animals in this world, whereas we don't like to think of ourselves as being purely conditioned creatures, carrot, stick, punishment, reward. Fact of the matter is, for most of us, our whole life is determined by the pleasure principle. And that's unfortunate. As you start your training, as you get further into training, that starts to change. But for the most part, people are driven by the pleasure principle. At the root of procrastination lies the pleasure principle, and you can use it to your advantage, of course. Now, with procrastination being a simple trick of the mind, the pleasure principle is both cause and solution. Procrastination is stressful conflict through the experience of wrestling with yourself over whether or not to do a particular task. Inner conflict with yourself occurring in your own mind. And nothing occurs in the mind that does not somehow trickle down to the body. When I say that, I mean your physiological impulses, stress, anxiety, pleasure, those sorts of things. Whatever's going on in your mind, it gets mirrored out in your body. Not in the form of thought, but in the form of impulse. So, when you've got stressful conflict going on in your mind over a thing, what happens? Of course, it's going to get mirrored in your body. That means you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to be feeling stress and anxiety and all kinds of stuff. And we're dominated by the pleasure principle. So what do we want to do? The brain wants pleasure. You want pleasure. Brain wants to avoid pain. You want to avoid pain. What is the cause, then, of procrastination? Pain. Imaginary pain. And if you got a pencil or pen handy, you need to write that down. Procrastination is imaginary pain at the prospect of doing a particular task. And here are a couple of tricks that the brain will play on you. Take a task. Let's say you got to mow the lawn. Mowing the lawn is an objective thing. It is neither bad or good. It is simply an objective thing, a task. Your mind, in thinking toward that task, will either think toward it pleasurably or think toward it painfully. Either it will draft painful pictures or it will draft pleasurable pictures. Now, there are some people out there who just can't wait for the weekend to come so they can get out behind that lawnmower and start mowing the grass. And there are other people, just the very idea of having to go out in the hot sun and push a lawnmower fills them with dread. Pleasure principle says that for the person who looks at the task and sees pleasure in it, the tendency will be to get it done. For the person who looks at the task and in their own mind sees a negative picture, a painful picture, one of discomfort, their tendency is to avoid it. Pleasure principle. Brain seeks after pain, or sorry, seeks after pleasure, avoids pain. Therefore, it's obvious that what one would want is to view whatever necessary task in a positive, pleasurable light to increase the chance that it will get done, that you will take action. That, of course, means that you have to be in control of your own thinking. If you're that guy or that woman who doesn't want to go out and do that task because you see it as not pleasurable, as uncomfortable, if you are not conscious of that thought, then you're just going to suffer. And it's only going to get worse and worse as you get closer to having to do the task. The other trick of the pleasure principle is that when your brain projects that a task is going to be uncomfortable, painful, it will offer up an alternative to that discomfort that it imagined. Because there's two scenarios. Either the task or the situation is going to be literally painful. There's going to be actual damage done there, or it's not. Your brain, on the other hand, doesn't care. And you've heard the cliche about the brain not knowing the difference between an imaginary event and the real event. That's not necessarily true. I don't know who came up with that one. But in some respect, it has a basis, because when your brain projects a pain, you feel it. It's a three-dimensional synthetic reality that you experience, because your attention is immersed in the thought itself. So if you're not awake, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in your own mind, it may as well be real for you, because you're feeling it and you're experiencing it. And so far as you're concerned, it's something you don't want to do. And you know what's wild? It could be something that's great. Brain doesn't care. Brain's already got its own ideas. That's why conscious awareness is so important. Your ability to control your attention to pull it out of a thought so that you can see how something really is and not just as your thoughts, your brain, tells you. So the person who needs to push the mower, get the job done, who doesn't want to do it, needs to have some kind of a tool, knowing that it has to be done, it needs to be done, has to have some type of mental tool to be able to assess, hey, is this real or is it just imaginary? Third trick of the mind, cognitive dissonance. Two competing mindsets, two competing states of mind going on at the same time. You can literally know that you need to do a thing and that it would be good for you, and simultaneously suffer regret over the prospect of having to do it. Both those states going on at the same time. So it's just going to be a matter of which of those states wins out. The pleasure or the pain, which one of those is going to win? Well, of course, if you have some control over your thoughts and you know better, you're going to direct your attention to the pleasure, the pleasurable picture of the dissonance. But if you're not in control, if you haven't trained your mind, if your mind just goes with the wind and thoughts have control rather than you having control, there's no telling where you'll end up. Highly likely, it could be the negative that's the stronger impulse, the strongest influence. and you wind up avoiding the task. Well, guess what happens if you avoid the task? It only snowballs, guys. It snowballs. So those are the three tricks of the mind. Signs of procrastination. We'll get into that in just a second. Right now I got a caller. I want to make sure I get through to the caller here. Now, if you're on a call, if you're on the line, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out the area code in the first three digits of your seven-digit phone number. So in this case, 661-823, thanks for calling the Mental Power Hour. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello, caller. How you doing? Thanks for calling the Mental Power Hour.
I'm doing good. I'm in the chat room as the apprentice teacher. And
well, we certainly appreciate you stopping by.
Now, what is your first name, if I may?
T. LaVon.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're T. LaVon. Excellent.
Yes.
great. Okay.
You got a question for us?
Oh, I've been, talking with David in the chat room about your show and the shows that we do on many different networks. We've incorporated, the best teaching and training modules from Blog Talk Radio to include in a international outreach, and we call Apprentice Teach. And the Blog Talk Radio gives us an excellent tool that can be used for multidisciplinary training around the world. And so I just wanted to let you know that we will be supporting your shows in any way that we can to help to bring people to the knowledge of what you're doing. I am signed up on your on the NeuroSculpting site. At this point, what we can offer is tech support. If there's things that you want to do, for example, creating a Ning, social network that'll go along with everything else you're doing, and kind of streamline it. You can also contact us on Skype.
Okay, no problem. What I'll do is I'll have David, my marketing manager, he'll touch base with you guys, and y'all can arrange it, okay?
Okay, yeah. You have my phone number. Please give me a call.
All right, then. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go ahead and wrap up this training. Signs of procrastination. Now, you've been through procrastination before. You know people who go through procrastination. Tell me if these are familiar. Anxiety. Remember now, you're in inner conflict. You're sitting there and you're wrestling with yourself to do this task or not do this task. And if it's leaning to the not do this task, well, what are going to be the repercussions of that? What's the price you're going to have to pay? You know your brain's going through all that. And, of course, I'll give you a fourth trick of the brain. It will justify itself and try to find a brighter picture of the negative consequence that's going to be coming your way because you're not doing the thing that you know that you're supposed to be doing. The brain's going to – remember, it's a pleasure-seeking mechanism. Even when it tells you not to do the thing you know is necessary – and you review the repercussions of what's going to happen because of that, it will, to avoid responsibility, give you a more pleasurable picture of the possible outcome of not doing what you're supposed to have done. There's a fourth trick for you to keep from feeling anxiety and, of course, stress, another sign of procrastination. The more you avoid doing it, the more stress starts to build up on you. Because, well, if there's something that needs to be done, you've got a whole list of tasks that you need to get done. You avoid the one thing, you go and you seek a distraction that the brain offered to you. Well, guess what? Well, now you just got another thing stacked onto the stack. So stress starts to build. And of course, if you pay attention to your body in such moments, you'll feel the muscular tension. And of course, when you've got long-term muscular tension, you're stressing out all day because your brain didn't move you toward the thing you were supposed to be doing. You're going to experience physical and mental weariness. Get home at the end of the day, oh, you're so tired. Heck, you could have done nothing all day long. But come the end of the day, after wrestling and avoiding the thing that needed to be done, oh, you're going to be feeling tired. Weariness. And it does not help that in your mind, you already had 100 things you needed to do. And because you avoided the one, now you have 101 things to do in your mind, in your thought. The greatest weight, the heaviest burden that you carry around in your life is in your own head, your own thinking. If you were not burdened by your own thoughts, you'd have tons more energy. You'd be a great deal more relaxed, more efficient. Mental fuzziness and confusion. Well, you've got 101 things to do now, possibly 102, because as you're feeling uncomfortable, as the weight is bearing down on you in your mind, you're going to be tired. Well, of course, your brain's going to be tired. You're just not going to be able to handle it all. You're just going to want to sit there and just find some way to relax. Hey, break out the Xbox. Yeah, there we go. Of course, after you get done making that high score, you're going to have to turn it off, and here comes the thoughts again. A pressing sense of being overwhelmed. Vague feelings of worry and fear. This all sound familiar? Of course, your brain is punishing you, so you're feeling the pain. So what are you going to do? Remember, pleasure-seeking mechanism, pleasure principle. You're going to be seeking avoidance or escape from the pain that you feel. And what are you thinking of? You're thinking of the things that need to be done while you're feeling the pain. If your thought in the moment of feeling pain is about the things you need to do, what are you going to avoid? You're going to avoid the things you need to do. Even the things you set for yourself and your own goals that you know are going to improve your life and your quality of life. You're going to avoid doing them because your own brain is giving you a false picture. You're going to be feeling stuck. You're going to have a lack of motivation. You're going to have, you know why you have a lack of motivation? Motivation is a mental state. You can have one dominant mental state at a time. And if your dominant mental state at the time, the thing that you are going through in your brain that's ruling your mental life in that moment is the state of procrastination, of pain, guess what is not on the stage? The mental state of motivation. You can only have one at a time. And again, one of the keys, one of the solutions, cognitive displacement, which I'll talk about in a second. You'll have to literally, consciously, intentionally shift your mental state. You have the total ability to do so at will. In seconds, you can eradicate the entire mental state of procrastination with a simple shift in attention, in thought. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Well, I only got an hour. I got to get this stuff out. Lack of motivation, avoidance, and, of course, neglect of tasks, the usual excuses, justifications, which you know you feel bad about. Who wants to give? You know how shameful it feels to give an excuse over something you know you could have gotten done? It makes you feel weaker, makes you feel inept, makes you feel shame. Cuts you down just another notch. And that, you want to know something, you should absolutely never make an excuse. Your brain will say, hey, let's make an excuse for it. You know what? You should defy that. Let yourself feel the burning disappointment. Feel it. Enjoy it. Tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to solve this. I'm not going to make any excuses. Here's one that will poison your life, which is making future promises. I don't feel like doing it right now. Maybe I'll do it later. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll do it later. Folks, if you're not in control, if you're not ruling, if you're not the master of your own mind in the moment of putting it off, you will not suddenly become the master of your own mind in the imaginary future that your brain shows you right then. It doesn't exist. Imaginary futures are imaginary futures. Right now is where the problem is. Now is always where the solution is. That's all you got to do. Right now, in this moment, wake up and deal with what's going on in your own head. There, do not make yourself a false promise for the purpose of alleviating the discomfort you feel right now because you're in conflict over whether or not to do the task. Don't fall for the trick. Now is when you solve the problem. You can only do something right now. You can't do something in the future. It's impossible. You're alive right now. 6 hours from now, it'll still be now. It will never be the future. Making future promises is poison. And of course, the brain will help you choose some distracting activities. But all that's going to do is increase the pain down the road. And, of course, more pain, more procrastination, because you're only going to be picturing one thing when that pain comes back around, and that is the thing you avoided doing in the first place. So it cycles around, and it just brings up a pattern of failure, failure, failure. So it's time to put an end to putting it off. Now, here's what's working for your benefit. Procrastination only has power in your imagination. Procrastination's power exists only in your imagination. Therefore, the solution, the singular solution, is to take control of your attention primarily. Secondly, to take and exercise control over your thoughts. Those two things, they're two sides of the same coin, but one always falls first, and that is attention. Without control of attention, your perception will be locked in, dialed in, on the painful imaginary thought. If you can take your attention, get control of it. Hell, I got 100 different exercises I can tell you, training routines and techniques to give you attention control. Within a few seconds, you can literally take your attention, bring it to a standstill, and detach it from the negative thought. You can then flip side of the coin, adjust the thought, change it, remove it, put another one in its place, and hold your attention there until it dominates your and expands into your mindset. Wherever your attention is, that's where your mental state is. That's what your mental state is. Two thoughts, positive thought, cheerful thought, negative, unhappy thought. They're standing right there in front of you. Whichever one you give your attention will feel like reality for you. Synthetic three-dimensional reality, because your attention dials in, gets locked into the thought, it expands in your perception, and that feels real. So you got two thoughts. One is the negative painful, one is the positive and cheerful. You associate either one to the task because the task is objective. It is neither bad nor good, not necessarily painful or pleasurable. Your thought toward the thing is either pleasurable and cheerful, negative and uncomfortable. You choose which one. If you pull your attention back, if you're able to train your attention to where you can detach from any thought at any time. You can choose which thought to direct your attention to. You can immerse your attention into an idea, any idea that you create, and allow it to dominate your state of mind. And because you have control of your attention, when I say dominate, I mean simply that you experience it and are motivated by it. For instance, you've got a choice of two thoughts, the negative, uncomfortable, the positive and pleasurable. If you're able to detach your attention and move it into the positive and pleasurable association with the task, you can get the task done with a smile on your face. But you've got to control your attention. You've got to train yourself. Because, again, the objective facts are these. Either the task literally is painful or it is not. And in most cases, people, in most cases, the thing that you avoid doing is not literally painful. Most of the pain you go through in your life is in your own mind. Even while you're doing a task that is entirely pleasurable, if your attention is locked into a negative thought that you're not controlling, guess what is an unpleasurable experience for you? The pleasurable task you're doing. You can literally be miserable in a pleasurable thing. I have people out at a I told you a story probably a week or 2 weeks ago. I'm out at a park down at the beach, totally enjoying myself, and not far from me, there are people going through a riot. Two different states of mind. Either the task really is painful or it's not. You've got to test the reality for yourself. Be able to take any thought and pull your attention away from it. The very act of pulling your attention away from a thought removes any effect that the thought had. You must control your attention. When you can control a thought, you can create any thought you want in your imagination and give it your attention and hold it there. Displacement. You can literally be sitting there with the prospect of doing something you don't want to do. And I'm telling you, the words "I don't feel like it" are irrelevant. They're imaginary. You can be sitting there not wanting to do a thing, pull your attention out of it, bring yourself still, center your attention, and then create a thought, a positive idea about the task, and then literally focus on that thought. Immerse yourself into it, and do not stop until the mindset has changed. The law of displacement is that whatever thought you focus on in that moment dominates any previous mindset. That is your best solution, literally. Detach your attention. Control your attention. Be able to change in an instant what thought you are thinking, and then turn your attention onto that thought and hold it there. Now, in this training session, I've told you the complete nature of procrastination. I've told you about the pleasure principle. I've told you about cognitive dissonance. And I've told you about the imaginary pain of procrastination. I've given you the solution that you need to be able to control your attention, and you need to be able to control whatever thought you are thinking, that you have the ability to literally create any thought you want toward any task. Immerse your attention into that thought, and have that thought totally take over and dominate the mindset that you're going through, the experience that you're having. Now, if you want information on this, if you want more information or training in this respect, go to our NeuroSculpting Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com. If you have any questions, write me at trainer@neurosculpting.com. And, of course, you can contact me personally at the number I gave earlier. Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour. I'll be stopping into the chat room to see if anyone has any questions. And next week, with our upcoming show, which I think you'll have a really good time at, give us a call next week, and we'll see you there.